And we hear our gospel for the day, reading from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. And so we listen for the word of God. Now when Jesus crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." And so Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed them and pressed in on Jesus. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians, and she had spent all that she had. And she was no better, but had rather had grown worse. She had heard about Jesus, and so she came up behind him in the crowd and reached out and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." And immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched me?" His disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Now, while he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to Jairus of the synagogue, "Do not fear, believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the house of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, he saw a great commotion. People were weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. And then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him. And they went in where the child was, and he took her by the hand, and he said to her, "Talitha cum, Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. And he strictly ordered them that no one should know about this, and told them to give her something to eat. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In our gospel, there are really two stories sort of sandwiched together. The first is a desperate father, Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. He seeks out Jesus and pleads for him to come and to heal his 12-year-old daughter. The story is interrupted, however, by Jesus' encounter with this woman who had been ill for 12 years with a chronic bleeding. And here in the midst of the crowd, Jesus feels this powerful connection with one hand. You see, the woman believes that if she but reaches out and touches Jesus' robe, she will be healed. In that crowd, all bustling together, Jesus stops and asks, "Who touched me?" And The disciples say, hey, you have to be kidding. Everybody is reaching out to touch you. They don't laugh, but neither do they take Jesus very seriously. But in spite of their doubt, Jesus heals the faithful woman. And about the same time, some mourners come from the home to tell the father that his daughter has died. There's no longer any point for Jesus to go to the home to heal her. But Jesus says, wait. She's not dead, she's only sleeping. And they all laugh at Jesus. The mourners scoff at Jesus. It's that kind of unbelieving, skeptical kind of laugh. And in spite of the ridicule, Jesus goes to the house and he restores the life of that little girl. Now we ask, why does Mark place these two seemingly unrelated stories together? The woman sick for 12 years and the young girl, aged 12, who has died, would both seem to be unclean by those standards of the community. And so the healing touch of Jesus makes them both well, instead of making him, according to the law, unclean. So the two are brought to abundant life and become restored daughters of God. We note as well that both of the women, both the woman and the father of the little girl, they take Jesus very seriously because they come, and as they see lives restored, they both kneel before Jesus. Mark also uses the number 12, a 12-year-old girl, a woman sick for 12 years. We know there's 12 tribes of Israel, 12 disciples, sort of representing a kind of wholeness. That is, restoring life for the whole people of God. Abundant life for everyone. So you see, Mark awakens us to the abundant healing grace of God, that there is always hope. There is life and there is community for all. Over the past couple of weeks, we've witnessed the whole people of God. Churches, synagogues, mosques of every kind and persuasion, reaching out to the immigrants, the separation of family and the containment of families. The power of the gospel has opportunity once again to shine. For as in the gospel lesson, the only qualification for the gift of God's grace is to be hurting. You don't have to be smart or good, or you don't have to be wise or wonderful for wholeness to ever be restored. God's grace and healing can come into any person's life, maybe even into a nation's life. So we have these two stories. Either one is a story about healing. Both stories about miracles, about Jesus' touch. To make the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dead rise. Who knows what story Mark is really telling here? But I think the moving part of it is where Jesus takes the hand of the little girl and says, Talitha cum. Talitha cum. Little girl, get up. And suddenly, I think we are that little girl. As I think about that, the daughter is you and me, the young lady who really got her life back, the dead one, the healed one. I don't know what your hemorrhage may look like or what it feels like or how you endure it. But I have little doubt that there is something within you that is yearning for healing, begging for relief, seeking a blessing, yearning to hear the Master's voice saying to you, Talitha Kum. Talitha Kum, little girl, old girl, young boy, old boy, with high blood pressure and arthritis, or you who believe and who you are not sure of what you believe, or you who would give almost anything to believe if you could. Get up, God says, get up, all of you. For the power you see that is within him is the power to give life to people like you and me. It's a life-giving power, a power that is at the heart of this story today. And the same power is at the heart of all of our stories, all the power for new life, for new hope, for new being. The power, you see, whether we know it or not, is the power that keeps us coming back here week after week or year after year. The power that keeps us getting up, even when getting up isn't all that easy for us anymore. But it is a power that takes our hand, and it is a power that gives us new life. Talitha Kum. Get up. Praise God. Amen. And let us then rise and join in singing number 631, There is a Balm in Gilead.